The death toll from last week's nightclub fire in West Warwick, Rhode Island, stands at 97. 42 victims have been identified. Later today, officials may finish matching dental records to the rest of the victims. Dozens of memorials are planned. NPR's Tovia Smith attended one service last night.
The prayers have been pouring out in Warwick, Rhode Island for days now. They started even as the nightclub was still burning, and firefighters lowered their heads and paused each time they pulled a victim from the rubble. And they continued, with priests and ministers leading spontaneous vigils outside the nightclub and at the hotel where victims' families have been gathering. Last night, nearly 150 people turned out for a mass memorial at the St. Francis Chapel in Providence.
Yes, I'd like to say a prayer for my best friend's brother's son who lost in the tragedy of a station fire in West Warwick.
One by one, people stood up to pay tribute to those lost and to give thanks for those spared.
My two daughters escaped this tragedy. I love you.
Arnold Napolitano kissed his 30-year-old twin daughters, then sat down and put his face in his hands as his daughter Kimberly stood up to give thanks for surviving the inferno that killed some of her friends.
I feel like God saved me. I was being trampled on. I had no escape. I felt panic just overcoming me. All of a sudden, I just thought that I saw my guardian angel. This guy just opened up a window, and I just fell out of it.
Both Kimberly and her sister Stephanie say they've been having trouble dealing with the guilt they feel for having survived and understanding why things turned out as they did. It's one of the many questions Father Frank Savola struggled with from the pulpit.
In Christianity, we are taught that Jesus conquered death in his resurrection. Well, that is all well and good. But what can those theological platitudes possibly mean to us gathered here tonight to memorialize the innocent victims of that tragic fire? Well, sisters and brothers, I will not pretend to have any answers. We do not know, and we will not know, why this happened.
Father Savola belittled the finger-pointing over who might be to blame for the deadly blaze. Nightclub owners accuse band members of lighting sparklers without permission, and band members insist they had the clubs okay. Both may face charges, but Father Savola says that won't help people heal. It was as much a jam session as it was a solemn ceremony. People brought everything from guitars to violas in what Father Savola described as a fitting tribute to those lost.
People died listening to music, and music's an important part of their life, and I think we have to do these things, you know, we're going to meet people where they're at, you know, and that's what made the most sense to us.
But there are some still not ready to mourn at all. About 15 minutes after the service ended, another survivor, 36-year-old Steve Bruno, showed up at the chapel admitting he'd pretty much missed the ceremony on purpose.
I'm having trouble connecting with all my feelings and having to let everything out. And, you know, it's just been spurts of emotion and trying not to deal with it and then facing it. It's like grief overload, and I am only able to deal with little bits of it at a time, and this would have been too much at once.
Red Cross volunteers who've been counseling victims' families say many are still in shock and in denial. As more remains are identified, they say more people will be ready to begin to deal with their loss. Yesterday, hundreds took the difficult first step of visiting the charred ruins where their loved ones died. They prayed and cried and left flowers, photos, and messages at a makeshift memorial. In the center, someone left a stone plaque that reads, "No farewell words were spoken, no time to say goodbye. You were gone before we knew it, and only God knows why." Tovia Smith, NPR News, Warwick, Rhode Island.